Welcome back to the Sunday Aftermath. It is 29 minutes to 8. Very excited to be joined now by Carlton forward Matt Wright. Matt, very good morning to you. Alex Vlahos and Mark Olmos with you.
Good morning. How are you? That's going well.
Very well. Matt, heartbreaking loss yesterday. Did so much hard work to get back into the match after a slow start. What went wrong late?
Yeah, you're right. We definitely were after some reward for effort there, and we... You know, we probably gave them too much of a head start that first quarter. They were really good, and then we got the game back on our terms and were able to control it. And then we hit the front in the last quarter and unfortunately weren't able to hold on.
Does it say something, though, about the character of the group that despite being out of finals contention and despite being thoroughly outplayed early, the boys willed themselves to get back into the contention to win the match and almost prevailed at the finish?
Yeah, this group's got real strong character. You probably take the Geelong loss out last week and then the Port Adelaide one earlier in the year. And we've been in positions in games to win a lot more than, you know, a lot more than we've lost. So we put ourselves in positions and we're doing a lot of work well. Unfortunately, we're just not getting that reward for effort.
Is it an exciting time, though, to be a supporter of the Carlton Football Club? Of course, it's been a pretty lean spell for the best part of 10 to 15 years for the Carlton faithful, but it seems you're coming out of the other side of the rebuild now. Brendan Bolton seems to be doing great things at the club. You've got some very special young talent at the club, and it seems that special performances and good results are not too far away.
Yeah, you're right. We, you know, we've been pretty strong with our draft in the last couple of years. I think we've all, the last two drafts, everyone's debuted except for young Paddy Kerr, who's going to be a ripper. He's a big key forward who had some injury problems. So they've all been able to, you know, get a taste for AFL football, and that's only going to drive the club long term. And obviously, Bolts has come across and he's been fantastic. And you need a strong leader, and he's come in and been strong and set the standards from day one, and everyone else has just fallen in line.
Matt, it's Mark Olmos here. It's great to have you on the Sunday Aftermath. Now, just a little bit more about Brendan Bolton. As a coach, as a bloke, what's he like?
Yeah, he's very personable. He's, you know, the open door. You can have a chat with him about footy, about life or anything. He's, you know, he's very passionate. He's the first one there that's every morning, and you know, he's always in the office when you're leaving. So the amount of work that himself and the coaches around him put in to give ourselves as players and the Carlton Footy Club the best opportunity to win on weekends. You know, we're really appreciative of what they're doing, and I'm sure that we're not too far away from getting a few wins.
And you personally, Matt, 16 possessions and 3 goals yesterday. Just continued what has been a very consistent season for you personally?
Yeah, consistency is probably the word. We try to set the standard as, you know, some older players. We've got a lot of kids that are coming in, and, you know, we've got to play our role and, you know, try and help guide these young boys to play their role. So as cliche as it is, it's just about sort of getting the job done and playing your role for the team.
You speak about being a bit of a mature age player, I guess, coming to the club from Adelaide. Is it satisfying knowing that you're really contributing to this young playing group, given that if you come to a new club that's rebuilding from an old club as a mature age recruit, it just does come with a bit of added pressure to perform, otherwise you'll be replaced by someone younger. Is it satisfying that you're really contributing to this young group?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I've worked pretty closely with, obviously, Levi Casbold and Shane Watson, who's a forward coach. And, you know, we've got a lot of kids up forward and, you know, they've been fantastic for us this year. And their want to get better as much as us to sort of help them and guide them has been really impressive for me. And it makes a pleasure to, you know, go to work on a Monday morning.
Matt, was just scrolling through your Twitter a bit earlier this morning, and you're an avid animal lover. Just tell us a little bit about yourself and where that love of animals comes from.
Yeah, I always grew up with dogs, as most of us do, and fortunately got a couple when, you buy your own place and you move out of home, and then did a little bit of work back in Adelaide, but then more so when we come across to Melbourne, the Lost Dogs Home, just an animal shelter, and they've got a lot of animals in there doing it pretty tough, so on the day off it's just good to get in there and take a few dogs for a walk and spend a bit of time with them in the playpen, and then we chuck them all up on Twitter. The wife puts them on her Instagram, and just sort of raises a little bit of awareness, and, you know, hopefully we can help get a few of them adopted.
Absolutely. What about racing? Do you have any connection to racing over there, Matt?
No, not really.
Not the Greyhound adoption program. I see you tweeted there with Bernie Vince. That's another great program helping rehome these animals.
Yeah, Bernie had one for a little while there, which sort of suited him because he reckoned it didn't really leave the couch. So he was wrapped with that. So he's doing a lot of good work with them. And it's good to see that, you know, some footballers who can build a bit of a profile can, you know, do some work for the community.
Absolutely.
And personally, Matt, just on your goal kicking, before we let you go, I just wanted to ask, you've kicked 26 goals, 9 this year, and it seems in an era that it's tough to find forwards that can actually consistently kick straight, and you seem to be one of them. You're one of Carlton's most reliable goal kickers. You seem to have got it sussed out in an era that a lot of players can't really work it out.
Yeah, it's a funny one, isn't it? I suppose I'm on the right side of it at the minute, and that can turn pretty quick. But we do a lot of work over pre-season and during the season, obviously, and such an important part to the game. And I suppose having a set routine is a big one. Did a bit of work with Sav Rocker and just tweaked a few little things in my routine. And now when you take a mark, you got a set shot inside 50, I'm really confident going back and putting it through.
And that half forward role is your preferred position?
I'm happy to play everywhere. We've done a few little sort of practice matches at training and played down back, and I quite enjoyed that. And
okay.
Obviously, when you get a few little hits through the midfield, but at the minute, I feel that's probably the role where I can contribute the most to the team.
Well, you're doing a fantastic job, and I think even though you've only scored 5 wins this year as a club, there's really exciting times coming for this Carlton faithful, and hopefully 2018 and onwards is very successful for you and the club. Thanks a lot for joining us on the program this morning.
Thanks, Matt. I appreciate those words and your time. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt. Matt Wright joining us on the Sunday Aftermath. Great to have Matt on the program.
Model of consistency, as you mentioned, Alex, has to be said, and especially in front of goal, it certainly helps having a mentor like Saverio Rocca. So, just going through Matt's Twitter there, does a great job. He's obviously an avid animal lover, and just like we are, Alex, especially in the racing industry, we all love our animals too. So, it's great to see a young and up-and-coming talent. And like you said, I think Carlton are on the verge of good things, especially next season.
I think what's been good for their fans is they've been really competitive in a lot of games this year. They haven't been blown out.
Especially after being stripped right back. Brendan Bolton's done a fantastic job. I think it was the beginning of last season, but Brendan Bolton, he's really been trying to bond this team together and get them to gel, and it seems to be working really well with, you know, trips away, and Brendan Bolton seems to have the right attitude and the right formula to create a good working team.